things in the world that the people can give to us.
那圣经常常给我们的呢，是我们人没有办法得到的。
What the Bible wants to give to us, often men cannot give to us.
那在这里很笼统的说，求天父，天父要给我们很多的好东西。
He tells us if we ask the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father will give us good things.
那到底是哪些好东西呢？
So what are these good things?
我们再请看路加福音十一章。
Let's please turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
十一章十三节。
Chapter 11 verse 13.
十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Luke chapter 11 verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以你将马太福音跟路加福音相同的两节放在一起做个比较。
So if we compare Matthew and also Luke, these verses to put together to compare,
你就很容易得到很多的好东西就等于圣灵。
Then we understood the many good things that we can receive, that is the Holy Spirit.
意思就是这个圣灵它就包括了神要给我们的很多的礼物。
The meaning is the Holy Spirit includes many good things, the gift,that God want to give to us.
那不要忘记，我们要向天父来祈求。
Let's not forget, we must ask our Heavenly Father to give us.
天父最乐意给我们的，就是这个包括一切好的圣灵。
The Heavenly Father are willing to give us is the Holy Spirit that includes all the good things.
那所以圣灵，它就是最宝贵的，也是神给我们的一个最大的应许。
So Holy Spirit is the most priceless and also the greatest promise that God gives to us.
那到底什么是圣灵？
So what is the Holy Spirit?
请看约翰一书第三章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章二十四节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 24.
二十四节，遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
First John chapter 3 verse 24. Verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit who he has given us.
这里神说他这个伟大圣洁尊贵的神，他要住在我们里面。
It tells us God, the greatest God, the great God.And also the Holy God that He wants to dwell in us.
那我们怎么知道神住在我们里面？
So how do we know God dwell in us?
这里说因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
He tells us because the Holy Spirit He given to us.
所以圣灵就是神本身。
So Holy Spirit is God Himself.
神住在我们里面，他的灵住在我们里面。
God lived in us, the Holy Spirit lives.In us.
那为什么这是最重要最宝贵的礼物？
So why is this the most precious gift?
因为领受圣灵，在有圣灵的教会，让我们在灵里头祷告。
Because we see Holy Spirit, the church has the Holy Spirit, that we will pray in the Spirit.
这个是很重要的一件事情。在灵里头祷告。
This is a very important matter, that is, we pray in the Spirit.
所以我们要在有圣灵的教会来拜神。
So we must come to the church that has the Holy Spirit to worship God.
那不但教会有圣灵的同在，我们每一个个人也能够来领受神跟我们同在，神内住在我们里头。
So not only the Holy Spirit abide with us, and God also abide with us, each one of us within us.
因为圣灵所要带给我们几样，这个属灵的恩典。
Because Holy Spirit will give us the spiritual grace and gift from God.
第一个就是喜乐。
And the first is the joy.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章第六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. Verse 6. And you become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit.
在不好的环境，在受苦的环境里头，还能够喜乐，这个是很奇妙的。
If not in a good environment, and also a suffering environment, that we can still be joyful, and this is very miraculously.
这个通常是你自己得不到的，人没有办法给你的。
This is something that ourselves cannot receive, and man cannot give it to us.
人生一定会有困难，一定会有痛苦的事情。
Our life will encounter difficulty and suffering.
在那种情况之下，你仍然有喜乐。
So even in those conditions, that we will still have joy.
就是圣灵所赐的喜乐。
And that is the joy that is given by the Holy Spirit.
所以在人生的道路上面，没有人生的道路上面没有任何的困难痛苦可以打倒我们。
So in the life of our way, there's no any difficulty or suffering that can overcome us.
在信仰的道路上面，我们都知道信心很重要。
In the faith of our journey, we know faith is very important.
因为我们的信心，所以神要成就我们的祈求。
Because our faith and God will hear and also accomplish what we ask from God.
那圣灵也要帮助我们对神的信心。
And Holy Spirit will also help us for the faith that we have towards God.
圣灵要帮助我们来认识神。
The Holy Spirit will also help us to know God.
我们认识神，我们才会对神有信心。
And if we know God, then we will have faith into God.
很多时候我们真的需要帮助。
A lot of time we need help.
当我们需要帮助的时候，我们要找到真正的帮助。
When we need help, we need to find a true helper.
我们需要帮助的时候，我们最好是希望能够找到那个最有力量的。
When we need help, then we will seek for someone has the most powerful can help us.
如果这宇宙当中有一位独一的真神，
if in this universe there's one only true God,
当然这位独一的真神，他就是最有力量、最有能力的。
So this only true God has the most powerful and also the strength.
但是问题是我们对他有没有信心？
So the question is whether or not we have faith in God.
如果我们对他有信心，我们相信他，我们就从他得到帮助，得到力量。
So if we have faith in God, we will receive this help from God.
那圣灵要帮助我们对神有信心。
The Holy Spirit will help us for us to have faith in God.
所以圣灵帮助我们从神那里来得到力量，得到帮助。
So the Holy Spirit will help us from God to give us help and also power.
有时候我们会认为身份非常的重要。
Sometimes we consider status is very important to us.
你的身份如果是很尊贵的话，我们通常就会很 proud， 很炫耀的说，我是从哪里来的，我是某某家庭的成员。
So if your status is in very royalty, that you are very proud to say, where am I come from, and this is my family's background.
有时候我们会不愿意人家提起我们的身份。
Sometimes we don't want people to mention about our status.
其实最宝贵、最重要的身份是什么？
But in fact, the most important precious status, and do you know what that is?
神的儿女。
And that is become children of God.
那圣灵要证明我们是神的儿女。
So the Holy Spirit will prove us that we are the children of God.
你不可以随便说我是国王的儿子。
We cannot just randomly saying that we are the children of King.
我们不能随便说我是某某富翁的儿子。
And we cannot just randomly saying that we are some rich person's children.
你要拿出证明来。
You have to have a proof.
那再来就是那个人有没有认定你是他儿子。
And also that person will also recognize to prove that you are also their children.
那我们也不能够自己说我是神的儿子。
We cannot say ourselves that we are children of God.
神来认定我们是他的儿子。
And God will acknowledge and recognize us we are their children.
神给我们出证明我们是他的儿子。
We're God's children, and God will show the proof that we are God's children.
哦，圣灵来证明我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit will prove and also evidence that we are the children of God.
请看罗马书的第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 16. Romans chapter 8 verse 16. Verse 16. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
啊，这里说圣灵跟我们的心一起来同。一起证明我们是神的儿女。
He tells us Holy Spirit with us our heart to witnesses that we are the children of God.
所以在真耶稣教会信耶稣是信的 很确定的，很有把握的。
So in the True Jesus Church, when we believe that we are confident, that we are believing God.
我们确信我们是神的儿女。
That we are have confidence to believe that we are the children of God.
因为在这里有圣灵。
Because here that has the Holy Spirit.
因为在这里我们可以领受圣灵。
Because in here that we can receive the Holy Spirit.
这本圣经蛮厚的。
This Bible is very thick.
这本圣经里头有很多重要的真理。
This Bible, there's also very important truth in it.
这本圣经里头有所有我们所需要的答案。
And also the content of the Bible has all the answer from our questions.
或许过去你也想要看看圣经。
So perhaps before that we might want to read the Bible.
但是你可能看不下去。
But we might not have the feelings want to continue to read it.
这么好的书，我真想好好的看，但是我看不下去。
A very such great book that we want to continue to read and read it, but we don't have the feeling continue to read it.
因为这是世界上最畅销的一本书。
So this is the best-selling book in the world.
因为圣经是最伟大的一本书。
Because the Bible is the greatest book in the world.
但是为什么没有办法进入圣经里头？
But why is it we cannot truly enter and read to understand about the word?
没有关系，圣灵是一把钥匙。
But that is okay because Holy Spirit is the key.
圣灵要带领我们进入圣经的真理里头。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth in the Bible.
你在有圣灵的教会一起来学习道理，你很快的你会进入圣经里头。
If you learn the Bibles in the church of the Holy Spirit, that will be easy to understand what the Bible is about.
圣灵也要帮助我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit will also help us to pray.
我们对神会有很多的祈求。
For us, we might have many requests and asking God from God.
但是我们常常不知道什么才是我们真正的需要。
But often we do not understand what is the most need, the true need that what we need.
什么才是对我们最有好处的。
So what is the things that give us the most benefit?
因为我们人在时空里头我们很有限。
Because we are in space that is limited.
我们只能够预估将来，但是我们没有办法控制将来。
We can only predict the future, but we cannot control the future.
那对将来我们不知道，那我们怎么去为将来祷告？
So if we don't know the future, how do we pray for our future?
那圣灵他会帮助我们来做祷告。
So Holy Spirit will help us to pray for us in prayer.
圣灵就是神本身。
Holy Spirit is God Himself.
那创造宇宙万物的真神，他当然知道所有的一切。
So the God created the universe and everything else, of course, God knows everything.
所以在圣灵里头的祷告，这是最好的祷告。
So the prayer in the Holy Spirit, that is the best prayer.
哪一个人？我们其实是最不认识的。
Is there someone that we might not know the most?
很多的时候，其实我们对自己最不认识。
A lot of time is ourselves that we do not know the most.
所以我们常常在生活当中有所谓的盲点。
So in our life, we often have a blind spot.
因为没有真正的认识自己， 我们生活在那个盲点里头，所以我们常常会生活得很不顺利，很不快乐。
If we truly do not know ourselves, we're living in this blind spot life that we might not have a prosper life.
那甚至别人也不是真的了解我们。
Even others cannot truly know about us.
那怎么从这个盲点里头出来？
So how can we come out from this blind spot?
就是靠着圣灵。
That is rely unto the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神。
Holy Spirit is God Himself.
神鉴察一切。
God will search for all things.
包括我们内心的深处，连我们都不知道的那一部分。
Even the deep things in our heart, even we do not know, God knows.
那圣灵会将它彰显出来，让我们看到自己。
And Holy Spirit will reveal these things to us so that we can see ourselves.
圣灵像一面镜子一样。
Holy Spirit is like the mirror.
你站在镜子面前，你才会看到，哎呀，你脸上有没有脏东西。
When you stand before the mirror, that you can see your face, whether or not there's a dirty spot on your face.
那你看见在镜子面前看见了，你才可以把它擦掉。
So when you see yourself from the mirror, the dirty spot, that you will try to clean the spot.
圣灵既然是神本身，所以呢，他就是智慧，他就是力量。
So if Holy Spirit is God Himself, then this means that is the wisdom, also power.
那我们人不是只有看得见的这几十年。
So as a man in this world, that is not we are not only living in the world for 10 years. That what we can see.
在我们肉体死亡之后，它不是就结束了。
After our physical death, this does not mean the end of everything.
死，看得见的死，它只是一个过程。
The death we can see, this is only a process.
从一个状况要进入另外一个状况。
That is from one condition to another next conditions.
那另外一个状况，我们要进入怎样的一个状况呢？
So for the next condition, what kind of condition will we enter?
如果有黑暗跟光明，你做什么选择？
So if there is a darkness and also light, which one would you pick?
我们当然选择光明。
Of course, we will pick light.
我们当然选择荣耀。
We will of course pick glory.
那如何能够进入光明跟荣耀？
So how can we enter into light and glory?
这个跟圣灵也是有直接的关系。
So this is also directly related to Holy Spirit.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
十一节，然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
主耶稣曾经死了又复活。
Lord Jesus once was dead and also resurrected.
他复活有一个荣耀的身体。
After he resurrected, he has a glorious body.
那这个也是我们所想要的。
This is also something that we desire to want to have.
将来不是进入黑暗，是进入荣耀光明。
In the future, we not enter into darkness, but yet we enter into light and glory.
那就像这里所说的，那个圣灵，神的灵，如果住在我们里头，将来我们要这个必死的身体要活过来。
And that's what it says here. The Holy Spirit dwells in us, and our death body will eventually once again to be resurrected.
这个本来是必死的，本来是要在黑暗里头的。
And for ourselves, our body is predestined to put to death.
就是在黑暗里头。
That is in the darkness.
那现在因为有神的灵。
But yet, now we have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就不是在死的黑暗里头。
Then we were not into the darkness of death.
而是在 复活改变的荣耀里头。
Yet we are into resurrections, a transformation with a glorious body.
在世界上的一切都是短暂的。
Everything in the world is only temporary.
但是将来那是永恒的。
But in the future, that is eternal.
我们是要在永恒的黑暗里头，还是要在永恒的光明里头？
Are we want to willing to go into the eternal darkness, or are we want to go to eternal glorious light?
就在我们这短暂的人生里头，要来做决定。
So from our temporary life, that we will make this determination.
人生有很多重要的事情。
In our life, there's many things that is important to us.
你的学校很重要。
Our school is very important to us.
你的事业很重要。
Our career is very important to us.
我们的家庭很重要。
Our family is very important to us.
我们的工作很重要。
Our job is very important to us.
但是也不要忘了，还有一个更重要的事情。
But let's not forget there's one thing that is most important to us.
就是将来的永恒。
That is the future eternal life.
这也就是为什么你今天被邀请，来参加这个福音的团契。
So this is the reason why today you are invited to this gospel outreach fellowship.
那我就简单的这样来介绍圣灵。
So this is my message about the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的重要。
The importance of the Holy Spirit.
那接下来我们会有婚组的讨论会，我们可以借着弟兄姐妹的分享，让我们对圣灵，能够有更多的，更多的自信。
Next, we're going to have a split in the group discussions from the brother sister sharing that we will even know more about the Holy Spirit.
那我们中文组就在餐厅的地方，那英文组就留在会堂。
So for the Chinese speaking language, please proceed to the dining hall. For the English speaking, please remain in the chapel.
那我们时间到三点十五。好，那我们大概有半个钟头的时间来做讨论。
So we have about half an hour to discuss.
好，那我们现在就分组。
Let's begin.